Roof flashing
on Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On the Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second, but it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
And 26 to 11, I reckon Hayes, you'd still be yelling that name out after seeing him in the Northern Hemisphere. He's here with On the Pace. Morning, Greg.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Yes, and news overnight that he has been supplemented to compete in the Canadian Pacing Derby. So that is good news. And he will compete in the heats, or the eliminations, if you like, of the Canadian Pacing Derby on the weekend. And in fantastic news, we will see that on Sky Racing on Sunday morning. And, of course, if he makes it through to the Canadian Pacing Derby itself the following Sunday morning, you will also see that on Sky Racing. So Sky Racing again and Sky Racing Radio continuing to support international racing and horses that race in Australia and New Zealand overseas. So that is fantastic news. So that's been confirmed this morning that Lazarus, the Sky Racing team will continue to follow him and his domination, or continued attempted domination of North American racing. So as he goes towards the Canadian Pacing Derby this weekend, the elimination or heats, and then of course the final the following weekend, you will see it on Sky Racing and hopefully hear it as well on Sky Racing Radio. Now, coming up on the show today, we're going to hear from Roy Roots Jr. He trains Miss Streisand. Miss Streisand was a winner in the heats of the semi-finals, I should say, of the Breeders' Crown on Saturday night. And I want to have a chat to him about Miss Streisand. She hasn't been in the stable for all that long. She was a very talented Kiwi, but she's come across and been super since arriving in his stable. And she was very impressive at winning at Menangle. Then she was very dominant on Saturday night, and she's come up with an awkward draw, but she looks as though she's just as good racing from off the speed as she is when she found the lead the other night. So we'll have a chat to Roy in just a moment. Also on the show today, we're going to have a chat with Kerry McDowell. Kerry got a treble at Bankstown the other night. Cowboys and Aliens, Lieutenant, Prince Syntax, they all won for the stable. 29 winners for the McDowell stable this season, so it's been a good one for Kerry. We'll catch up with her. I want to speak with James Rattray. Ignatius tasted defeat the other night, but definitely not disgraced. They ran a track record, 30.2, 29.3, 27.1, 27.9. They went 154.2. He's drawn barrier 10 in the final, and it's basically James Rattray, Grant Dixon versus Emma Stewart and Clayton Tonkin. So it really is the locals versus the interstaters. We'll catch up with James Rattray. And I mentioned on the show, going back about a month ago, that a guy, a very talented reinsman about 15, 20 years ago, a young driver by the name of Peter Green Jr., claiming driver, was driving plenty of winners, a lot for Glenn Frost, came a steward for a little while and then gave the game away. He's been training gallopers for a little while. Well, he's made the announcement that he's coming back to drive. And I thought we'd get Peter Green Jr. on the show today just to find out what he's been doing and why he's making the return to the sport. So they're our guests for the show. But first up today, we're going to speak with Roy Roots and find out what he thinks of this very, very talented filly that he's got, Miss Streisand, and he's joining us on the show. Morning, Roy.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, Miss Streisand, you must be very, very happy with her.
Yeah, she's a lovely filly, Greg, and she's, you know, settled in really well in Melbourne. So was a little bit foreign to her leading the other night, but she came through the run well.
When she first arrived, what were the wraps on her?
Look, she'd raced the top fillies in New Zealand, and she just sort of fitted the bill for the sort of horse we were looking for, and quite a big filly, and seems a lot. You know, she's sort of more like a four-year-old than a two-year-old. So, she was the sort of filly we were after, and we knew that this sort of series would suit her. And, she just fitted the bill for the sort of horse we were after.
So, basically, is what she's doing at the moment more of a bonus? You're thinking that she's going to be a better three-year-old once she basically grows into herself?
Yeah, for sure. She's, she's probably... you know, she's a very good two-year-old, obviously. But, you know, I think next season you'll probably see, you know, over the longer trips, you know, a really talented filly.
Gee, she showed some acceleration when she won at Menangle that day. She put them away in the space of a stride. She sat up that day and really let rip when Chris let her down.
Yeah. She's much better from behind, Greg. And, you know, the other night we sort of just drawing there. We had to sort of go forward and Chris just sort of, you know, took matters into his own hands. He wanted to be up close, so... you know, but I think she's a much better filly from behind. And, you know, I think it's going to be hard on Saturday night with Princess Tiffany on the front. She's, you know, obviously the horse to beat. And, you know, but, you know, I wouldn't rule her out for sure. You know, if she can get the right run into the race or, you know, make her own luck, well, you know, she'll definitely be right there.
Yeah, you mentioned our Princess Tiffany, and you've drawn the second row with Barrier 11. It gives you the chance to, or gives Chris the chance to drive her the way that you think that she goes best.
Oh, for sure. You know, she's, you know, like I said, much better from behind, and she sort of concentrates a little bit more. Chris sort of said the other night he probably would have preferred to sit outside the leader after the race because she probably just would have concentrated that little bit more. She was looking around a lot and sort of shying away from things. So, you know, like I said, she's very talented and, you know, we sort of, when we first got down here, we worked with the Black Prince and she sat on him and just went straight past him. So,
wow.
Yeah, she's very fast and, you know, like I said, you know, with the right run, she'll really give him a fight.
So what's the plans after the Breeders' Crown? Does she go for a break?
Yeah, she'll go for a break. She'll probably have about 3 or 4 weeks off, Greg, and then... she'll come back and you know, get ready for probably the Victoria Oaks and then the New South Wales Oaks.
Okay. And what about the Black Prince? The barrier draw wasn't kind for him on Saturday night, and then Colt 31 got caught outside the leader. Chris was in no man's land and had to press forward.
Yeah, it was a bit of a catch-22, that race. We were sort of, you know, sort of damned if you do and damned if you don't. But, you know, we had two options, either to push the button at the start or... just sort of work into the race and try and get up outside the leader. But then we sort of knew that Emma's horses would keep coming around. So Chris just said he probably thought he'd just done a little bit too much early, you know, to sort of come out down the back straight. But, yeah, it didn't quite work out. But, you know, he's got the consolation that it's a long Wednesday week, so we'll just go there and then he'll go for a spell.
The form around him after he's winning the carousel, it's stacking up really, really well with that defeat of Atomic Red.
Yeah, it was like I said, it was a very hard race the other night. You know, the you know, obviously Atomic Red then went out and you know, was favourite in the Black the Fake, but you know, look, he's a great horse and there's going to be plenty of other races for him down the track, so. We just have to sort of turn the page and move on.
What? How long a break do you give him off after the consolation?
He'll be the same, Greg, around 3 to 4 weeks, and then, you know, it'll be just concentrating on the Chariots of Fire from there. So, yeah, he'll go around next Wednesday at Geelong in the consolation, and then we'll take him home and tip him out, and then it'll just be a build-up to that the Chariots of Fire.
And you're able to, while you're in Victoria with Miss Streisand and the Black Prince, you were still able to get winners at home with second major winning on Saturday?
Yeah. No, the boys at home, Jordan Whiting and Tommy Austin, they've done a super job and Dad. And so, you know, it's just kept him ticking over. And Jordan actually told me he thought he could win the other night, second major. So, but you know, they've done a really good job.
Well, mate, congratulations with Miss Streisand. Has she come out of the blue, or were you expecting her to really peak at this time?
We didn't race her for a month, Greg, or a trial, or after that first Breeders' Crown heat at Menangle, and I sort of just left her just trying to peak her for this Saturday. So, you know, like I said, you'll see a much better horse come Saturday, and you know, like I said, if they can sort of go hard early and we can inject her at the right time, you know, she'll be very hard to beat. So, like I said, much better from behind, and you know, there wasn't a hell of a lot between her and Princess Tiffany in New Zealand. You know, I think hopefully we're closing the gap.
Mate, all the best of luck on Saturday night, and do the state proud.
Thank you very much, Greg.
There he is. Roy Roots Jr., the trainer of Miss Streisand, who will go around in that two-year-old fillies final from barrier number 11. And, of course, you can go to tab.com.au and get all of the latest markets for the breeders. And well done to the Tab boys as well, because they had those markets up straight away on Saturday night. As soon as the barrier draws were all done, the markets were straight up. And I'll do my best to bring up those markets. There they are. Our Princess Tiffany's the favourite at $1.35, but Miss Streisand is a $14 chance. She's at $2.77 to run a place. Second pick in that race is Kualoa at $5.50. And $10 chance for Tangoing with Sierra, who's drawn barrier number one. Going to catch up with Kerry McDowell now. Kerry McDowell trained three winners at Bankstown on Friday night. Fantastic effort. 29 winners for the season. Kerry's having a stunning season as well, and she's joining me on the show. Morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Greg.
Congratulations with the treble on Friday night. Is that the first treble for the stable?
I believe it is, yes. Well, yes, that was a very good night at Bankstown.
It was, and there are a couple of very talented horses in the stable, none more than Cowboys and Aliens, who's doing a fantastic job at the moment.
Yeah, no, he has. He's been doing a great job for us this season. Nice, strong, you know, four-year-old. He's just going to go through his grades and that now. We're pretty happy with him.
He always looked as though he's going to win a nice race, and beautifully bred, obviously. Do you think that there's a nice race in him somewhere along the line?
Oh, definitely. He's always been up there in them. You know, he's had a sort of 18 starts with us, and 10 of those have been placings. He's done, you know, he's done a good job. He's always up there with them. So you never know. We're always hoping.
And he really loves the Bankstown track as well. I think that was, his third win on the Bankstown track the other night?
Yeah, I think you're right there, Greg. He was, yes.
And his run in the Mount Eden too was a cracker at his run prior. So he put the writing on the wall suggesting that he was going to run a good race. What about Lieutenant? He is a massive, massive horse. It's amazing to think that he can get around that Bankstown track.
Yes, it is. He is a big boy. Someone said he's about 7.5 hands, but he seems to love Bankstown. I think he's only been beaten there maybe once. Every time he goes there, he seems to go around and win.
He loves a dog fight. He doesn't mind getting into to a bit of a tough finish.
Yeah, no, he likes doing the bullying, you know, sitting outside of them, and I always feel sorry for the little fellas on the inside of him.
And he's beautifully bred, because he's a full brother to For a Reason.
That's right, he is.
I was having a chat to Colin yesterday about Prince Syntax, and Colin said that ever since that Prince Syntax left his ownership, he said Prince Syntax has found another leg.
I don't know about that. He was always a nice horse. I think he's just matured, you know, with age and experience and that, and settled down a little bit. He's been doing a good job for us.
He is. Has it been a maturity thing with him, or has he always had that ability inside?
Well, Colin saw it from a very young age, like when he was a two-year-old. He always had the ability, but I just think, yeah, a bit of maturity and settling down. We had a few issues with him as a two-year-old and that, and he just sort of settled down. And through Colin's generosity of giving him to Dean and I and that, we've been able to go on and produce for him, you know. He's done well for us.
And John Ogden took the drive on Prince Syntax. Has John been doing a bit of work with him, or...?
Yeah, Johnny's been with us. He comes over and works sort of 3 days a week. We've helped it out sort of over the last sort of 5 years. So, you know, for his efforts and that, we always like to put him on, and he's been doing a good job with Prince Syntax. So they make a good combo.
Yep. And an All-Star Magician ran a good race in that event as well.
He did. He's a funny horse, that one. But we've changed some training tactics at home, and he seems to have turned a corner for us. It's just... he's not that brave on the outside. He likes running through the middle. So we'll just keep putting him in races and hopefully he does well.
All right. So will Lieutenant, will he go back to Menangle soon?
He's actually just gone out. He's deserved a spell. He's just gone for a spell with Cowboys and Aliens and another good horse, Better's Pocket. They've done a good job for us this season, so they're just going out for a rest now, and they'll come back in sort of, you know, in a month or so, maybe 5-6 weeks' time, and go again.
Okay. So 29 winners for the season. You'd have to be proud of that achievement.
Yeah, no, we are. Yeah, we are. They've, I think every horse in the stable won at least one race, all bar one, and he's been placing well. So, no, we're very proud of the stable. And next season, we'll hopefully we've got some nice yearlings coming through. I think it'll be a nice season next year too.
Well, congratulations with those three winners on Friday night, and also the placing with All-Star Magician, and good luck for the upcoming season.
Thank you. Thanks
there,
a lot.
There she is, Kerry McDowell, with those three winners, Cowboys and Aliens, Lieutenant and Prince Syntax, on Friday night at Bankstown. So well done to Kerry McDowell. Now, I did promise Brian Rabbit from Addington that I would mention this, that the nominations for the 2018 New Zealand Cup and also the Dominion Trot close next Wednesday, the 29th of August. So not tomorrow, but the following Wednesday. Now, for your... please, there are some terms and conditions for this year's New Zealand Cup and Dominion Trot. So it's best to go to the website or give the racing secretary at the New Zealand Metropolitan Trotting Club a call. So give Brian a call. So it's the nominations for the 2018 New Zealand Cup and the Dominion Trot. They close next Wednesday, the 29th of August. Now, I know that the Tritton team were thinking about maybe throwing Franco Nelson in. Obviously, the Pizzuto team with Tiger Tara. And I know I was out doing a story with Ricky Alchin last Wednesday, and he was talking about his trotter maybe going to New Zealand. So that's pretty important for a few of the stables out there. All right, Peter Green Jr. is a man that... I thought we might have lost to the sport of harness racing. He was one of the very talented young reinsmen 15 or 16 years ago. And then he said that he was going away to be a steward. And then I think he spent some time in WA. And then we lost him altogether. And all of a sudden he popped up in Gallops Racing. And he was driving cars, race cars for a while. And then all of a sudden... his name popped up driving in trials again. So I thought we better get in contact with Peter Green and find out what he's doing. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, long time no here. What's happening?
Oh, it's been a while, yeah. No, not much. Just punching a few horses around and got a couple of gallopers now. So, no, just enjoying it.
So where are you training out of? Where are you training your gallopers from?
Out at Hawkesbury at the moment. Okay. Jim Middleton's place out there. We ran a barn off him and, yeah, got a few in work out there. So, no, it's good.
And are there do you have many starters? What's the last season been like?
Yeah, pretty good. It's tough, you know, like it's a hard game, but I'm still learning. Oh, well, you're always learning. So I've got a few in work there. I've got an apprentice on now and a couple of ground staff, so it makes it a little bit easier. I've got 11 in work there at the moment. So a couple of young ones. I bought another 4 young ones from the Scone Sales, so... yeah, they're coming through. So yeah, having a bit of fun with them anyway.
Why did we lose you to harness racing?
Good question. I just one day at Harold Park there, I had a rough night and spoke to the stewards, and yeah, they said, "Why don't you jump fences and come with us?" And you know, I just thought about it, and I did, and I was a steward here for 3 years, and then I moved over to Perth under Bill Delaney, and no, it was really good over there, but just missed home, and I actually applied back here a couple of times, but wasn't successful. So then I moved on to the Gallops.
And now you've decided to give harness racing driving another go. What attracted you back?
Oh, just the boys at Hawkesbury and that track there. I finished the Gallopers by, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I go over there and I was going to start giving a couple of hand, and I thought, well, I'll get a stable hand license. And then it was only, you know, a couple extra dollars to get my driver's license back. So I thought, well, I might as well just have a driver's license rather than a stable hand and get my driver's license back. And yeah, now I'm doing some trials, and I've got 20 trials to do.
So how many trial drives have you had?
Oh, I've had a few, but unfortunately now you can only get ticked off on one day. So I think I've had 7 or 8 ticks or signatures. But it works on a graph season, so I haven't driven for 16 years. I've got to do the 20 trials.
Yep.
So it's going to take a little bit of time, but, well, never mind. I probably need the practice.
Is it like riding a bike? Is it easy to get back in the cart?
Yeah, well, I was a little bit worried and, oh, not worried, but a bit nervous. And when I drove one for Luke, he goes, it's all right, just like riding a bike, you know, Luke McCarthy. And it is. It's just like riding a bike, but it's just, you know, new people on the track and probably the same atmosphere, but, you know, a few new heads out there I don't recognise, and they don't recognise me either. So, but, no, it's pretty good. I'm getting there.
Mate, back in the day when you were driving, if you had a CO that could go 2-2-2-1, you had a pretty nice horse. If you don't have a CO that can go 155 now, you're probably not feeding it for too long. The times have totally changed.
It has, and, you know, that's when I, you know, like Luke said, I just give the horse a trial at, you know, Menangle, and, you know, we went 154, and then I looked and I thought, well, it's probably not that quick these days. But, massive difference. And just getting your head around it, like, there's, you know, finding the front and there's no grab and hold and stacking them up and, you know, and all that now. And it's just, you know, letting the horse roll along, and if they're good enough, they'll win.
Mate, how much driving will you do once you've got your licence back? Are we going to see you driving, you know, 3 and 4 days a week? Are you going to drive Penrith because you're out that way? Menangle, like, are you going to be doing much travelling? How much will we see you?
I probably won't be doing a lot of travelling, to be honest, Greg. You know, first and foremost are my gallopers. That's my bread and butter. I've got to get that career going first, as I'm still learning there, and I want to make that, you know, the gallopers my, you know, career. So I've got to get that going and get that off the ground. To answer your question, I don't know how much driving I'll do. I'll drive when I can, but at the moment it's just getting the gallopers going and having a drive here and there.
Well, mate, great to see you back. You don't still support those Dragons, do you?
Unfortunately, I do. They do me head in every year. It's about this time when we start dropping off, but, you know, as long as we beat the Raiders, we'll be right.
Mate, all the best of luck with it. It's fantastic to see a bloke like you back in the sport, and we wish you all the best of luck with those trial drives and hope to see you back at the racetrack very soon.
Thanks, Greg. It's great to be back in the sport. It's a sport you never get out of your blood, and I've always loved harness racing. And no, it's good to be back here, and it's good to be back with the, you know, fellow competitors too. It's always great to be around them.
There he is, so. Peter Green Jr. He was a very talented reinsman. He, as mentioned at the top of the show, he drove a lot for Glenn Frost when Glenn was dominating Harold Park back in the early to mid 90s, and then the late 90s, and then we lost him, but he's back. James Rattray is the trainer of Ignatius, and Ignatius was beaten on Saturday night, but was by no means disgraced. They broke the track record. Ignatius was forced to sit outside the leader, and he was well and truly in for the fight. He looked to be in a bit of trouble on the top turn, but then all of a sudden, that champion quality, that tenacity, he kicked in. He was really there and wanted to really get down and dirty with all the horses around him. Quarters of 30.2, 29.3, 27.1, 27.9. James Rattray is joining us to have a chat. Morning, James. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good morning, Greg.
Mate, what did you make of Ignatius' performance on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was a good effort, really good effort. He sort of worked the gate a bit and had to do it pretty tough there, and he kept fighting till one. Very happy.
With about 400 metres to go, how was he travelling?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, it's always going to be tough and run the turn, and he travelled pretty good through there and kept fighting, hit the line well. So
I guess the question mark always is, you know, like when a horse gets under pressure and he gets into a fight, how much he wants to give, because he's really never been into a dog fight like that before, as you know, especially this season. But importantly, when he did get into a real battle, he wanted to give and he wanted to win that race. He wasn't beaten far. How much has that taken out of him? How was he on Sunday? Did it knock him around much?
No, I don't think so. He's got a great constitution. Come through it well. We've sort of prepared him for these couple of races down here. And he's bright today. And looking forward to Saturday night.
What do you make of the draw? You've drawn barrier 10. You're 3 on the second row. Poster Boy, the horse that beat you, is drawn barrier 9. Ride High's in 12. And Colt 31 has drawn barrier number 1. What do you make of all of the draws?
Yeah, it makes it very interesting. Emma Stewart, Ride High, and Poster Boy drawn second row with me. And Colt 31 drawn 1. It made it very interesting, but it is what it is. But I don't think it's the worst draw.
Who's the hardest to beat in the race off the draw? Is it Colt 31 because he's drawn barrier 1, or is it is it Poster Boy because he was the horse that beat you the other night?
I think both of them. Colt 31's got the draw and. Got options. He was very good in the heat, the semi-final, I thought. Poster Boy was very good, and it's going to come down to whoever gets the good run and whoever's the best on the day.
Well, it was a stunning run. It was probably the race of the night, and I think it's the race. The 3-year-old boys is going to be the race on Saturday night that everyone's looking forward to, mate. We wish you all the best of luck. It's going to be a cracking program, and bring one home for Tasmania and New South Wales.
Thanks very much.
There he is, Jimmy Rattray, the trainer and driver of Ignatius. Cozzy, that wraps up another edition of On the Pace. I'll be back again next Tuesday with another one.